U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev signed a landmark nuclear arms control deal in Prague on Thursday. The New START treaty, which took nearly a year to negotiate, will reduce the two countries' nuclear arsenals by roughly 30% more than the previous deal, START 1. I'm now joined in the studio by Jan Richter, who went to the signing ceremony at Prague Castle. Jan, how significant is this new treaty?
Well, there are really two issues about the new treaty. As you said, one of them reduces the nuclear arsenals of both countries. Under the new treaty, sometimes called a new start, each country will be limited to 1,550 nuclear warheads, which is, as you said again, about 30% fewer than the ceiling set by the previous SORT agreement both countries signed in 2002. The new start also slashes nuclear missile launchers, which means that each country will now be able to keep some 700 deployed intercontinental ballistic missiles, including submarines and heavy bombers equipped for nuclear arms. The other part, of course, is a new reset or new start for Russian, U.S.-Russian relations that have been strained a lot in the past, especially in the late 1990s. And as Barack Obama said, he hopes that the new treaty will actually pave way for a more secure world.
While the new START treaty is an important first step forward, it is just one step on a longer journey. As I said last year in Prague, this treaty will set the stage for further cuts. And going forward, we hope to pursue discussions with Russia on reducing both our strategic and tactical weapons, including non-deployed weapons.
Now, you said that the negotiations on this treaty took nearly a year, Jan. Was the agreement difficult to reach?
Apparently it was, because although today both U.S. President Barack Obama and his Russian counterpart Dmitry Medvedev exchanged smiles and the signing ceremony was applauded by many officials, there are still some disagreement, obviously, between the two countries. And one of them is concerning a project originally conceived by the Bush administration in the United States. Of course, we're talking about missile defense. Now, although Barack Obama scrapped the project last year, I think, the United States have not completely abandoned it, and they still think that it could help protect the United States and its allies in Europe and elsewhere. This is what Barack Obama said that would happen now.
We recognize, however, that Russia has a significant interest in this issue. And what we've committed to doing is to engaging in a significant discussion, not only bilaterally, but also having discussions with our European allies and others about a framework in which we can potentially cooperate on issues of missile defense in a way that preserves U.S. national security interests, preserves Russia's national security interests, and allows us to guard against a rogue missile from any source.
The cooperation between the two countries, the United States and Russia, was also mentioned by Russian President Medvedev, although no particular details were revealed today about when and about the format and any kind of timeline about when the two leaders and the two countries will meet again to discuss this particular issue.
Well, we know it still has to be approved by the U.S. Congress and the Russian Duma. So assuming they approve it, will the new treaty make the world a safer place?
If it's successful, it will. But as they say, only time will tell whether this will be the case. If you look at one of the past nuclear weapons reduction treaties, so-called START 2, which was signed between the two countries in 1993, that was entirely unsuccessful because although it was ratified in both countries, it was never activated. But this probably will be a different era in cooperation between the two countries. So I don't think this is the danger here. The danger here would be that the example set today in Prague by the United States and Russia will not be followed by any other countries who either already have nuclear weapons or aspire to get some. Particularly, of course, we're talking about Iran. This morning, before the signing, the two presidents, Barack Obama and Dmitry Medvedev, took a bit longer than expected in debating these issues, particularly Iran. Iranian leader Mahmoud Ahmadinejad already ridiculed the deal, saying that Americans are like cowboys. So we'll see whether what will happen, what will be the fate of the Prague Agreement. Some observers, including the Czech president, believe that the treaty will and has eased tension in the international community. So let's hope that that's what will happen.
Right. There have been other implications, though. Many people in the Czech Republic and elsewhere in Central and Eastern Europe are wondering what effect the treaty will have on security in their own countries. There is still considerable mistrust of Russia, is there not?
Yes, of course, some people, particularly in the former Czechoslovakia and the Czech Republic and Slovakia, perhaps in Poland, and of course in the Baltic states, they still remember the Russians or Soviets as occupiers. The missile defense project was welcomed in many of these countries, although not in the Czech Republic, where the public support never reached over 40-30%. But I think that this will be the topic President Barack Obama will be discussing with leaders of these countries at a dinner he's hosting at the residence of the American ambassador in Prague tonight. So let's see what happens, and let's see what the reassurances the U.S. president might give to the people of Central and Eastern Europe in this respect.
Jan Richter, thank you very much for that. Now, the signing of